السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه بالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الجنة تحت أقدام أمهاتكم، أو الجنة تحت أقدام أمهاتكم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters, every year, second Sunday of the May, they celebrate at the Mother's Day, which will be day after tomorrow. This celebration started only in 1908. The woman named Jervis held her first Mother's Day celebration in Grafton, West Virginia, when her mother passed away. At this thought came into her mind that her mother was very kind. She approached them very nicely. So she said she deserved some respect. So she started this celebration to give respect and honor to the mothers. And in May 8, 1914, the President Woodrow Wilson had signed the bill to celebrate as a national holiday the second Sunday of the May as a Mother's Day. Now, they just realized in 19th century, but here I just recited the verse of the Holy Quran in Suratul Bani Israel, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded every son and daughter to respect their mothers, especially their parents. And especially they need our attention, our service when they become old. To that extent, this is the direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. You are not even allowed to utter the word "uff" in front of your mom. That's how strict the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And in several places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran the huququl walidain, the rights of the parents upon the children. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has says, وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, meaning you have to spread your wings of humbleness in front of your parents, meaning your attitude, your amal, your act, your behavior should be like a humble servant, you know, giving the service to his master. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمُهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to make the dua for them now and then, especially after every salah, that, O Allah, have mercy upon them, irhamhuma, have mercy upon them, kama rabbayani saghira, as they had brought me mercifully, kindly, when I was child, when I was young. So there is no comparison with the rights of the parents. Immediately after the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huququllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in several places the next thing to respect and honor and serve our parents. And this is not only once in a year on second Sunday of the May. This is every day, day and night. This is the responsibility, this is our duty, this is, you know, our job to take care of our parents. Now, there are several ahadith in this regard. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an said, قَالَ سَأَلْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that one day I asked my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an was very young sahabi, and always he used to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was like a very close student of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he grew up, you know, in the company of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to treat him as his own son. He was very young. So, but he was very intelligent. He was very clear. Always he used to ask the questions with regard to the Sharia and Ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, one day I asked my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are doing so many different kind of amal and actions throughout the day, from the morning till evening. So many different kind of amal and deeds, but I am not sure which work, which amal, which deed beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. I want to know from you, which amal should I do? I just pray salat, this is the most beloved to Allah, or I just recite the Holy Quran, this is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What should I do? What is the best amal? Very good question. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, As-salatu ala waqtiha. The best is hukukullah. First come hukukullah after the iman is amal saliha. Right? So first and foremost, amal loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to perform the salah, obligatory prayer, on time. As soon as time, you know, enters, we should not delay. And that is very important. This is the, one of the important right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our creator, as our sustainer, as our protector and provider, it is upon ourselves, is a duty, incumbent, you know, compulsory, no matter what. You know. In today's time, unfortunately, we are so neglectful with regard to this amal and this important duty and responsibility. We look for the excuses. Okay, time is still just enter, still I have 2 hours. Let me finish this, let me go there, then I'll pray. So we keep on delaying to that extent, sometime the time is over. And it becomes qaza, we miss the salat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized, Ahabbul amal ilallah, as-salatu ala waqtiha. That you must pray your salat on time, leave everything. When Allah, the Moses say, Hayya ala salah, meaning come towards salah, leave everything, whatever important task. There is nothing important than praying salat at that particular time. Allahu Akbar. And Allah made a muazzin to announce this 5 times a day. Hayya ala salah. When we hear Hayya ala salah, rush, run, hasten to perform and establish your salah. Why? Hayya ala falah. Come towards success. We all are working hard, right? Sacrificing for what? To gain the success. Either success of dunya or success of hereafter. What important? Success of dunya or success of akhirah? Obviously, success of akhirah. That is the reason why we are here in this world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The most important act inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to perform the salat on its prescribed time. So the Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, I understood. And all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were very punctual with regard to salah. No one used to miss or delay salah. Only munafiqeen, hypocrites, they used to delay the salah. Otherwise, every true believer, every Sahabi used to leave whatever they were doing as soon as they hear the azan, and they used to come to the masjid, or wherever they are, at the farm or at work, they used to perform the salat on time. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, I understood this. This is the 5-time prayers. But I want to know more about it. Qultu summa ayyu. That I know that 5-time salat is important and we have to pray on time. And we all are practicing on it. What next amal after this obligatory prayer? Then Rasulullah replied, after ita'atullah, that the hukukul walidain, hukukul ibad. He said, birrul walidain. After establishing the prayer, the most important in your life is to have a good service with your parents. Birrul walidain. To be kind with your parents. Then he said, Qultu summa ayyu. What is the next after that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Al jihadu fi sabilillah. So jihad, we think, is very important and very high act, that a person is sacrificing his life for the sake of Allah, for the deen of Allah. Yes. But in this hadith, in the third category. Not first. The first is establishing prayer in prescribed time. You know, inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minin kitaba mawquta. Hafidhu ala salawati wa salati al-wusta wa kumu lillahi qanitin. For every prayer, there is a prescribed time, and we have to perform that salat on this time. Then the third category, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Jihadu fi sabilillah. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala said, Inna rajulan qal, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ma haqqul walidaini ala waladihima. What is the right of the parents upon the children? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because the advices and admonishing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be very short and sweet. Jawami'ul kalim. He never used to give lengthy bayan, you know, to explain the matter. He used to utter one sentence, two sentence. It is so profound and it is so deep in meaning, you can keep on thinking and pondering upon it. So on this question of the Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala an, that ma haqqul walidaini ala waladihima, Rasulullah did not started, you know, prescribing these are the rights of the parents. No, one sentence. He said, Kala huma jannatuka wa naruka. They are your Jannah or they are your Jahannam. They are your paradise or your hell. So profound word. Meaning, if you serve your parents and make them happy, and if they are pleased with you, with your service, right, with your kindness, with your respect and honor, they will pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even they don't pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is watching you. That how humble you are, how devoted you are in the service of your parents, Allah knows everything. So they, your service to your parents, making them happy and pleased with your services, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah. It's so easy. It's not easy, it's difficult. It's a lifetime struggle, lifetime effort. There are so many circumstances or conditions arise in our lives which when it is very difficult and hard to serve the parents, especially when they become stubborn, when they have dementia, when they, you know, they can